Dave Lewis. And this morning, as part of our daily updates on COVID-19 and its impacts on our local community, we have a new player in the game, Dr. Mark Duff. Good morning, sir. Are you there, sir?
You bet.
Dr. Duff, okay, good, good. And Dr. Duff is with Pediatric Associates here in Manhattan. You've been, you've been there for a long, long time. I know probably at least as long as my daughter's been around.
Yeah.
And you're also chair of the hospital board, and we certainly appreciate you taking a few moments of your time to visit with us this morning. And I think it's fascinating that today we're going to be able to talk about the impact of COVID-19 and everything that's evolved out of the virus and the impact it's making on us socially in a lot of respects, especially with the regards of children. Maybe we don't really recognize what all the things that the kids are doing and what they're holding in their minds and in their hearts.
Exactly. I think that's really important to recognize.
What are some of the impacts that you're seeing on youngsters these days?
Yeah, I think one thing I wanted to share is ways parents can help support their kids during this time. And it can be a little tough to tell how they're feeling. If we take younger children, their anxiety may look more like hyperactivity or ADHD, or they may have changes in their appetite up or down. So I think parents can be intentional, and so much of parenting is intentional, and don't wait for them to try to share. But if they're old enough, you can share the highs and lows of the day around the dinner table. If they're younger, we like to play the three wishes game at bedtime where they, and you do it with them, you take turns and say the three wishes you would want. And it seems silly. Sometimes they just want a pony, but other times it helps them express kind of any worries or sadness on their heart. A couple things not to say. Sometimes as parents, we want to think about our words and, you know, don't say, don't worry, because if they're worried, they're worried. And don't pretend that concerns don't exist. We all have concerns, and that's honest. But do include positive, you know, hopeful messages with them when you can.
Is it appropriate to say that the emotional aspect or the emotional toll on kids is almost as important as the medical impact?
Yeah, I think so. I would not understate that. That's right. Because medically, you know, we're finding it's much less severe than adults for COVID-19. They have lower rates of catching it, and it's less severe. It looks like over 90% of them are going to have asymptomatic or mild or moderate cases.
But even a child can be a carrier of the coronavirus and may not show any kind of symptoms of it.
I think that's starting to be true for all of us, Dave. Still under study, but you're right. It looks like it's possible for a percentage of us at all ages to be asymptomatic and still have the virus.
Have you had any patients come in with concerns, with regards to children there at Pediatric Associates? Have you had any come in with concerns of coronavirus in for the kids?
Yeah, we've had a few, and we've sent a few tests out. Like most of the primary care offices, we're aggressively phone screening, trying to keep people at home. But we've sent a few tests out, and thankfully no positives so far. But being pretty selective, again, in our specialty with children and adolescents, it looks like, again, with the mild illness, we're doing a lot of supportive care, stay at home with, you know, the usual things of sleep and fluids and Tylenol, rest. Unless they get short of breath or severe cough, prolonged fever, then we'd ask them to call their doctor or the Riley County screening line. We're not testing most kids at this time because of limited test kits and largely being reserved for higher risk patients at this point.
What's the atmosphere there at your clinic these days?
Well, I was joking with my wife. I feel like a first year pediatric resident. We're learning new things every day, but I think we're kind of getting in a what my friend Scott Coonrod calls an abnormal groove. We feel like we're figuring some things out, and like everyone else, we want to keep our attitude positive and hopeful and do our best for ourselves and our community. So, yeah, I think we're feeling a lot better than maybe 2 weeks ago.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Duff of Pediatric Associates and getting an additional perspective on COVID-19 from the impact that it's having on children in our community. And Dr. Duff, as chairman of the hospital board, Could you have ever imagined something so challenging when you accepted that role?
No. I have about 3 months to go, so I was going to ask John Armbrust if he would want to start early, but he's turned me down so far.
Describe for us some of the activities that the board has been taking in response to COVID-19 concerns throughout the community.
Yeah, I think, you know, we each have our own spheres of influence, so trying to be a source of information that's accurate and up-to-date is really helpful, and Bob and his team have been giving us updates with emails and summaries, so I think that's been one function that we have. As part of a bigger system, I go to the system meetings in Wichita, and we get to learn, like, plans. What if we have equipment needs or staffing needs? Can we shift among the different hospitals or the areas? What's going on nationally? When is it going to come here? So I think we've been able to be helpful in that way to the community.
Well, there are so many different things, and, you know, it's obviously a challenge on every level in the medical profession, you know, and not just on the physical health, but the emotional health of, you know, not only the children, but for the parents as well, and basically just about anybody and everybody. And that's a key factor in trying to push through this this scare.
I think so. That's one of my points to help especially our adolescents and our older kids, is to manage your own anxiety and worry. It's certainly not selfish to do that as a parent, and we know that anxious parents are more likely to have anxious adolescents. So, yeah, I just encourage parents to try to be a model for coping. Your kids are watching you, and it's okay to be honest, but we want to show them how to take actions to help ourselves get through this and to feel better and to be healthy.
Any other words of advice that you'd like to pass along to parents or caregivers? You know, whether it be, someone that's holding, doing some daycare work, or maybe grandparents?
Yeah, I think just a couple summary things would be to, again, don't be afraid to take the initiative. Ask them how they're feeling. Ask them what they have heard, and explain any misconceptions that come out, and ask them what questions do they have. And if you don't know, just admit that, but make a pledge to find out for them and help them. We want to normalize anxiety and worry for them. We want to teach them that anxiety has a purpose. It kind of alerts us towards safety. So you can tell them that feeling some anxiety makes sense right now, and then channel them to the healthy actions we're all taking, like washing our hands, coughing into our elbow, not touching their face, practicing our distancing, and remind them that we're doing that for others too. That outward focus really helps ourselves and them feel better. We want to shift that spotlight to helping others when we can.
Is it also safe to say that to try to keep them in their routine as much as possible?
Yes, you stole one of my points, Dave. That's super helpful, again, in all of parenting. But I was talking with a dad in our office that he realized that, and his kids are doing a lot better since he got back to that. So you're right. The predictable bedtime, supper time, going outside, exercising, all those healthy things that we know we should do but are especially important now. So that's a super important point.
Anything else that you'd like to inform our community of this morning, Dr. Duff?
I think just that for themselves and for us, it's okay to be having some healthy distraction, to eat some delicious food from downtown, to use humor and hobbies and get your sleep, get your workout in. You know, all of life is not COVID-19. We want to recognize the importance of it, and we're all working hard to battle it, but also we want to take intentional breaks from things like that and from media, and just to stay well-rounded and healthy.
Dr. Mark Duff of Pediatric Associates, who also serves as chair of the Ascension Via Christi Hospital Board, thank you for joining us this morning. You gave us a lot of good things to think about and to take to heart, so we certainly appreciate your input this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate that, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with you again further on down the road. Dr. Mark Duff with our daily update here this morning on News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next. Good morning. It's now 7:12.
Pick up or delivery. Six-pack pansies will sell for $1.99 until they're gone. Call our garden store at 785.